I also want you to know that you're not alone. Coping with loss is one of life's greatest challenges. In my work as a grief counselor and educator, I've seen that most of us are not prepared to deal with death, less so the losses associated with a sudden crash. Working through these issues is a very personal experience, one that's affected by many factors. You're going to find that your grief is exhibited physically, emotionally, and behaviorally in a manner that is unique to you. For example, you may find that you have difficulty getting to sleep, or you may have trouble getting up at all. Your appetite may disappear, or you may have trouble communicating with other people. Your emotions are going to range from feeling numbness, fear, guilt, anger, or rage. You are on an emotional roller coaster right now. You've already heard that this is not a time to make decisions or to sign papers without counsel or support, and that really is excellent advice. Please know that grief or bereavement is a process and it's not an event. It's one that has no time limitations at all. It is a time that you don't have to go through all by yourself. As isolated as you might feel right now, there are many people who can help you move from sorrow to strength. Crash volunteers can help you in many ways at this time when you're not thinking very clear to you. They can help refer you to counselors in your community, other agencies, or resources. Your personal grief work is about bringing your life back into a state of balance. It's going to take time, and it's not going to be easy. But know that there are people who can move with you every step of the way. Remember, you're not alone.